You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Lopez is more pleased with Nick Caserio today than he was yesterday following this news. You actually said that Nick Caserio is just showing off now.
He's just flexing.
What is your satisfaction with this, given the fact that now Stephon Diggs is on a one-year deal? And I've heard Jim Rome praising him as well, though they're buddies.
Yeah.
Why are you so satisfied now?
I think this is just another part of the plan that actually it covers the Texans and covers Stephon Diggs. Like getting the contract reworked. And I've seen this, I know you've seen it. Well, what do you think of the trade now that he's only a 1 year, it's only a 1 year deal? Yeah, I think it's better. A lot of people are saying, nah, I don't know, maybe. And you've actually put it in a good way. If it were just the one pick that they drafted, maybe we'd look at it differently. But because they had the two, you don't. But regardless of that, like, let me give you the last two times Stephon Diggs was in a contract year, and that's what he's in right now because of the reworking. First of all, he got another.
How far back we going?
He's had two contract years as an NFL player.
Okay.
The first one was in 2017. And he only played 14 games, and it was the best season he's had to that point in his career, given that it was 14 games. 74 catches, 900 yards, 8 touchdowns in 14 games. That was a contract year. 2020 was a contract year. He had the greatest season of his life and was a first-team All-Pro. 127 catches. That's right, 127. 1,535 yards, 9 touchdowns, first-team All-Pro. This is going to, you're going to get the best version of Stephon Diggs you could possibly get now.
Okay.
You have, like the whole question when we talked about it was what kind of guy is he? Is he going to fit in, et cetera, et cetera? Well, don't worry about any of that because he is. He is very motivated to have a good year, whether he signs on again with the Texans or goes elsewhere. Well, let's say he does go elsewhere. You know what having Stephon Diggs on a one-year deal does also? It lets you find out once and for all about Nico Collins and maybe even a little bit on Tank Dell.
You couldn't have done that if he were under contract?
No. Well, you could have, but now you have the out, so to speak. Like, maybe we don't need to try to re-sign him. Nico just went for 1,200 and another 105 catches, you know? And then on top of everything else, because of that, people are saying, well, is it going to change your opinion on drafting a wide receiver now this year? No, but it does next year. It does next year.
And I don't think it's a curveball to Nick. I think that's the important thing to keep in mind is it might be a curveball to us, and we wonder, could they? But just because we found it out now doesn't mean that they didn't know this. Like, mm-hmm. I would envision that this was part of their plan from the jump, like even before they agreed on the trade.
Yes.
Because according to reports, Buffalo gave him a chance to seek trades.
Mm-hmm.
So they were trying to figure something out. So it's not like the Texans traded for Stephon Diggs and then they decide, oh, wow, we got to do this. I would assume that this was something that they at least knew before.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No, I think it was part of the negotiation, either unofficially or officially. Like, we're going to bring you in. We're going to give you an extra $3.5 million. So now he's got 20, is it 22.9, 22.3, something like that, that he's getting paid this year. That's a bundle of money, but he's motivated to have a great season. And then there's also a little bit of a cap implication here. Because under his old contract, had you kept it, the one that you know, you redid, there would have been a much bigger cap hit on the Texans next year in 2025. Well, you know, Nick is always going to be conscious of that, and now you're going to have a little more flexibility. Now, the whole concept of, I don't know, I feel better about it.
Yeah, I kind of combine it with the Minnesota trade, and it doesn't look too bad. You had the extra second round pick. Now, some people say, well, why would you trade it? You know, I mean, I look at it as you had the extra, and the reason you got the extra was so you could do this.
Yes.
Like, they felt they needed a receiver. Desperate, maybe. I think, like, to a certain point, they really, really thought they needed to add a receiver, and they tried to do it with Keenan Allen. So maybe there is a certain level of desperation. Now, I hear, you know, well, you could have traded whatever for Keenan Allen. You could have sweetened the deal. Well, you didn't have the extra draft picks before you made that deal. So that's the other thing. If they had just, if the Minnesota trade had never happened and they traded a second round pick, and let's say they didn't have a second round pick this year or they didn't have a second round pick next year, that would suck. But they have full draft equity because of the extra one they got. I think that should be taken into account. You might not, but I think the fact that you went and got an extra draft pick and that's what you gave up for Stephon Diggs, and you still have as many draft picks, you just traded back 19 spots.
Yeah.
So you basically traded back 19 spots and gave up a second round pick. And got Stephon Diggs because that second round pick you got was there. So it's really nothing if you combine the trades.
Yeah.
And I think you have to, because I think that's why they did it.
I think that's one of the reasons they
did it. This isn't if I would have told you that you could have had this. No, I think they did that because.
And they did this because of something that Nick has planned. You know, if you just look like play by play, step by step what he did, he always had the next move in mind, and then we saw the next move. Well, this is the next move here might not be as imminent. It might be something that they're going to use next year, the fact that they only had to have him the 1 year. But trust me, it's very, very obvious that Nick Caserio didn't do this like, well, he's got us over a barrel. You know, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, they knew this was going down.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
So you're more impressed.
Yes, I am.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
What the nickname is Nicky Buckets.
Nicky Buckets, baby. Nicky Buckets. Dude's balling. He always talks about buckets. And what? No, always. Every time he's on with Sean, just about every time he's on with Seth and Sean, he talks about these buckets that he has.
No.
Yes,
not
he does.
Always.
A lot of times.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.